Welcome. You're listening to Atlantic Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest. It's our spring pledge drive. Let's begin this hour with a brief prayer. For anything worth doing, ought to begin with prayer. We pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear loving Father, we thank you for this blessed day. We thank you for, even though there's a little bit of rain starting all over town, we're truly grateful for your many blessings. And we invite you, Holy Spirit, to be with us at this time into our minds, our hearts, hearts of our listeners. And we pray for the success of this this pledge drive for Catholic Radio and The Quest. And we raise these prayers to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're live here today in the studio in Roswell. I'm Jerry Kazin, and my co-host is my wife, Sally.
Hi, everybody. Good to be with you.
And we both hail from St. Benedict's in Duluth, Georgia. Our production manager today is Andy Porter, who's going to keep us on the straight and narrow. The last 3 days, you've had a great opportunity to be a part of AM 1160's the Quest mission. And that mission is to bring a million souls to Christ. What an incredible mission. To invite, to inform, to inspire. And that's our goal here at The Quest. Quest is your Catholic radio station that's rapidly growing here in Atlanta with a broadcast area that reaches over 3 million souls. Huge, huge opportunity there. By your donation, you help make Quest available for listeners, and God's going to do the rest. Our call-in number today, 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160 to make a one-time or monthly donation to support this life-changing station. Or you can donate online, if you wish, at thequestatlanta.com or via the Quest Atlanta mobile app. Quest is 100% listener-supported, so we really rely heavily on this the spring and the fall pledge drives to pay for the cost of running the station. So, Annie, do you have our goal for this hour?
I sure do, and I want to give a little update about last hour that we were able to get that extra $1,000 for Catholic Radio, and it was so amazing. So we want to say thank you to Catherine T. in Alpharetta, Travis and Kelly C. in Sugar Hill, Darren D. in Tracy, California, Dorothea in Smyrna, Patrice M. in Sandy Springs, John L. in Alpharetta, Evelyn W. in Doraville, Jim J. in Woodstock, Kim J. Y'all, I'm flipping my letters here. Kim J. in Woodstock, Laura L. in Sandy Springs. Thank you all so much for your donations last hour. And we were able to get that extra $1,000 for Catholic Radio. But this hour, you guys, this is the time to call, okay? We have a match up to $4,000. So when you call in, your donation is matched. So now's the time. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button. We are matching up to $4,000 thanks to a very generous donor. So call us now, 470-508-1160.
We need your help this hour. Your pledge makes a big difference to the station so we can reach the lives, bolster faith, and change hearts and heal souls. And you can be a part of it. And be a part of evangelization, which is sharing the faith through your prayers and financial support of Quest. Or perhaps you have something on your heart today, right now, that you'd like our team to pray for. Just call in, and we'll run the prayer right over to the chapel that's right next door. We have a prayer team. They're on their knees. And yes, the Blessed Sacrament is just a few feet away from here, so we're excited about that. And just a little bit, I'll give you my background or history with Catholic radio. I started listening to Catholic radio mostly while I was driving for business, for work, listening to various stations during my travels. I kind of had the stations all figured out where I was going, and I knew which ones to tune into. And what I heard really helped me know my faith. I'm a cradle Catholic, and I thought I knew my faith. But I realized growing up that I must have been, and is the figure of speech, that to be asleep at the switch. I mean, I clearly was not learning in my head and my heart some of the things that I think the underpinnings of our faith, not understanding key foundations of faith, including the Mass and the Eucharist. And over time, I learned that the many books of the Bible I heard on the radio, and developed a real appetite for Scripture. And one that always has stuck with me is Jeremiah's in chapter 23, verse 29. Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, like a hammer shattering rocks? This is absolutely beautiful. And Catholic radio became an important, kind of like a puzzle piece in me, with about five or six other very formative experiences, all of which led me to be ordained a deacon in the church. It continues to be a faith-sustaining piece for me, which is why I like AM 1160 so much, not only in the car now, but at home, and also on my phone. We can get a phone app for it. It's really great. It reminds me of the old adage, you are what you eat. And I prefer a daily digest to eat the one truth from a very credible source, the one truth that seems to be lacking in a lot of places in the world around us these days, just this listener society. So Quest programming, especially the nationally syndicated EWTN shows, really nurture my faith beyond just daily prayer and the Mass. And it helps me to explain my faith to others. And I think it's amazing how somehow the Holy Spirit helps retain what we learn in our minds and our hearts. So that's why I listen to Quest. You two are listening to Quest, AM 1160 during our spring pledge drive. Please call 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160 to make a one-time or monthly donation to support Quest, or you can donate online at thequestatlanta.com or via the Quest Atlanta mobile app.
So, Jerry, as a deacon, I think that this probably really helps you in your ministry to continue growing in your faith, to deepen in your understandings, and to help other people along.
It's good to... I love it as a source of questions and... You know, questions that I might have in my own heart, but also questions that people have in their hearts. And just listen to the variety of programs. I'm just, it's just really great to help to grow my faith. So I like it for that reason. How about you?
I think it's an amazing resource to help us grow in our faith. For myself, I met Carol Tearsmith. It was about a year ago. I heard her amazing story. She's one of the founders of Quest Radio. And I had no doubt in my mind, this little, humble, quiet lady, when she shared her story, I had no doubt that this was the work of the Holy Spirit. And so I started to listen to Quest Radio. And I have to say, it was love at first listening.
Awesome. So, it seems like everything's been canceled or had been canceled up until now, and things are beginning to open and bloom in more ways than one. This pandemic has been an extraordinary time, but hope is not canceled, and the Quest is not canceled. And we're very much here for you, your friend, in the aftermath of COVID, the COVID-19 storm, and in the brightening days ahead. Our call-in number is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. Again, you can make a one-time pledge or a monthly donation, or go to the website, thequestatlanta.com. You can just click the donate button or listen via the live listen button there or even on the Quest Atlanta mobile app. If this station has helped you, even if it's by making the Divine Mercy Chaplet a new habit at 3 p.m., which, by the way, I love in the middle of the day, even in the business day, just to stop for a moment. That chaplet's really, it's very brief, but it's great. Or helping you, maybe the station's helped you sort out something on your heart, this key decision in life. Can you prayerfully consider calling and possibly helping someone else through your support do such important work? Any updates on our
goal? Yeah.
Goal,
yes.
So we want to say thank you to Evelyn W. She's already taken advantage of that match this hour because we want to, you know, if you donate $5, that becomes $10. And that, especially $5 a month becomes $10 a month. Like, that's amazing. We're matching up to $4,000 this hour thanks to a generous donor. So you want to call 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com, and we thank Evelyn for kicking it off. So join Evelyn and call 470-508-1160.
Evelyn, thank you so much. Annie, as you're reading those names, it's pretty daunting how quickly they accumulate. So we appreciate your support. Evelyn, thank you, and so many. And hey, so we've reached a point where we're about to go to a clip of one of our programs, and it's from EWTN, and they have so many different programs, and this is one that's called Take Two, and it's heard on EWTN every Monday through Saturday at 12 p.m. about this time of the day. That's Monday through Saturday, and this is just a 5-minute snippet, a taste of the kinds of programming we hear on The Quest. So, Annie, is there a way for you to tee that up?
Yeah.
And we're asking non-Catholics to call in. Maybe like Philip, you were once a Catholic, and you have found your relationship with God or with Christ in another Christian tradition. Maybe you were a non-Catholic, and Catholic Radio has helped you better understand and appreciate the Catholic faith, have not come into the church, or perhaps it has helped you decide to take that step into RCIA. And Justice is next in, help me out, Justice, Schertz, Texas. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
All right. Welcome, Justice. Thanks for being with us.
Howdy. Just want to say that I listen to Catholic Radio as a non-Catholic because it sustains me and spiritually, and it is a consistent echo of truth in a world that seems to just want to make it up as we go along. The Holy Spirit invades me and calls me to holiness, and it really helped me out and continues to help me out when I wonder where church authority comes from and where it resides. And I just praise God for your ministry. Y'all are very kind, and today is a very special day. I think if y'all can help me with this, it is the anniversary of Mother Angelica's passing. So praise God for her ministry. It definitely kept me going.
That's right.
That is true. Yeah, we were going to share that because we actually just got the information on that, Justice. So you're absolutely correct on that. The third anniversary, Jerry?
It is. Yeah, the third anniversary of Mother's passing into eternal life. Yes.
Right. Well, Justice, you've said so many wonderful things. I mean, you said about being the echo of truth, and it sustained you spiritually. And, you know, it's interesting. We can have our differences. We can have our stumbling blocks. We can have all sorts of things. I mean, you heard Philip's wonderful call, and he definitely has some issues with certain things that he feels the Catholic Church professes. And it's just really interesting because when you look at what EWTN offers, Justice, and you captured it so beautifully in your words, Mother Angelica wanted all of us to grow closer to God. That's what she wanted. And she wanted everybody to know God, to develop a relationship with God, to be immersed in that truth, the truth being God. And I think you just really picked up on that very clearly. And I love the fact that you sound so connected to Mother Angelica and to EWTN. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And you just have to imagine that has to be God in our midst, you know, saying he wants to connect. He wants to connect people. He wants people to grow in faith. He wants people to grow in the truth. And I just have to say I love that about your listening habits with EWTN. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, as a matter of fact, I was just reading an email, so.
Oh, okay.
Debbie and I do this. Sometimes we do this during the show. One of us will be reading and checking emails to read on the show, and the other one will be addressing a caller. But no, I think go ahead, Debbie.
You're not a Catholic, you know, right now. Okay, you said that, Justice, but clearly you feel connected to EWTN through Mother Angelica, correct? And that is a, that's a beautiful thing. I mean, talk a little bit more about that. I think it's a wonderful thing for all of our listeners to hear.
I do have a very strong pull to the Catholic Church, and I'm not sure how much longer it'll be that I don't actually investigate RCIA and all that. I've known the Lord since I was 17, and I found my catechism the other day, and it says, just my name inside, and it says 2002. So, and I'm, you know, a lot of my foundation comes from that book. And, I just kind of ran into a wall with church authority, and I hope that there's a place out there that really is the church. And, I love so many aspects about the Catholic Church. I just don't, you know, I feel like I don't want to come in and be a bad example and things like that. So,
well, Justice, we do know Jesus himself says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Anyone who seeks the truth will find it. If that person is seeking sincerely and honestly, wants to find the truth. And there's also that scripture passage, ask and you shall find, seek and you shall find, ask and you shall receive, knock and it will be open to you. And you're doing all of those things right now. So our prayers are with you, Justice. And keep us in mind, other programs, Catholic Answers Live, Call to Communion, things like that. And call in, and if you've got any questions, they will be happy to answer those for you as well.
So that was a clip from Take Two, and that was Jerry and Deb, you heard, on EWTN, aired Monday through Saturday at 12 p.m. It's the type of programming you'll hear on Quest Radio, AM 1160. You've joined us here during our spring pledge drive. Please call 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or you can go online at thequestatlanta.com or donate with the donate button on the Quest Atlanta mobile app. Sally, any thoughts on the clip?
Wow. What struck me was Justice's statement, Catholic radio sustains me. He's not Catholic, yet Catholic radio sustains me. And he said, the Holy Spirit invades me. That is so powerful, everybody, that the Holy Spirit would be using Quest Catholic Radio to sustain people, to feed them. We know the Lord doesn't let his children go hungry, and that he drew Justice to listen to the radio station that day, and he was sustained. And not only that, but that there are no limits on the Holy Spirit, that who knows, maybe Justice was driving down the road. I don't know where Justice was at that time. But I can tell you, as I started to listen to Quest Radio, I was in a kind of a little bit of a pit, a little bit of a desolation. And when I listened to Quest Radio, a priest was talking about discernment of spirits. And I remembered, the rules of discernment with St. Ignatius, and that is, the Lord doesn't want us desolate. And to remember, that the Lord is with me and he's in this. And it brought a scripture to mind. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to paraphrase. It's in Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice, the Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but with everything, with prayer and petition and thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And then the God of all peace will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I share that because, like Justice, I was once a non-Catholic, and I know that when the Holy Spirit invaded me, what a difference that made. So I see Quest as an amazing way for us to evangelize. And I say, us, callers, please, I hope and pray that the Lord is talking to your heart today, because this is a powerful way to evangelize, and we can all be in this together.
Yeah, I picked up on his, it's good you drew that out on the Holy Spirit, especially on this almost eve of, Pentecost and the coming of the Spirit and the forming of the church. And there was like this really a great excitement in him. Please support Catholic Radio at Quest AM 1160 by calling 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go online, thequestatlanta.com, or use the Quest Atlanta mobile app. When that caller was talking, I think his name was Justice, right, in that clip, he used the phrase echo of truth, and which really kind of echoed in me. And I think he's a good example that every human heart seeks the truth. And so many, our listeners are everywhere. It's just the way God has kind of knitted us or made us. And it seeks the one truth, not the it depends kind of truth. The great philosophers all agreed in something called the principle of, it's a long word, non-contradiction, and which says that basically something can't be true and untrue at the same time. So there is an objective truth. Of all these false truths in our world, and Lord knows we hear them and see them, even though spoken by those who say, trust me, you know, the only man that could be trusted when he says, trust me, is that's Jesus Christ, the truth incarnate. And I think the other thing of that clip, Debbie in the clip mentioned EWTN's goal of bringing people closer to God. I mean, that's just a goal that's been so... that has persevered through the years with EWTN, which is fundamentally the very same goal as the Quest, the very station you're listening to right now. So while Quest listener area is Metro Atlanta, by kind of patching into EWTN program, we get connected with people of faith all over this country and different perspectives and life situations to help our understanding. It hones our understanding. The other thing I like is it unifies our church. Right, we're on common ground. Just a reminder, you're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, the Quest Spring Pledge Drive. To make a pledge and donate now, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go online at thequestatlanta.com, or use the Quest Atlanta mobile app and just click the donate button. We're getting ready for a little break. Two more minutes for a break. Any update on our goal, Annie?
So we've had Bill and Debbie G from Alpharetta also donate and take advantage of that match that's going on.
Bye.
Ah, yes.
Thanks, so we Bill and Deb.
Yeah, I was going to say it looks like somebody knows that person over there. Yeah. So we definitely want you to call because we have a match this hour. Donations are being matched by a generous donor who's matching up to $4,000 this hour. So take advantage of that. Double your money. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. You just click that donate button, or you can even go on the app and donate through there. So take advantage of the match, 470-508-1160.
You know, I was thinking about, it seems that every time I turn on Quest Radio, the Lord always has something for me. There is always something. As I listen throughout the day, sometimes it's in quiet prayer, sometimes at Mass, you know, sometimes around other people, situations, circumstances. They're always listening for the Lord's voice. And even in the car, you know, as you're going along and you just happen to turn on Quest Radio, it never fails. There's always something that the Lord has to say as I listen to the radio. So I'm just so grateful. What a wonderful way to continue growing in our faith.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're listening and you're a business owner, you might want to become a business underwriter. If you love the Quest, I love Catholic Radio, and want to provide your business get on air for a special promotion during the pledge drive, please call 470-508-1160. You can also become a station guardian. Guardians are our leadership givers who donate $100 or more a month. This group of supporters are protectors of our mission. Masses are said for this group, the Guardians, and make the Quest part of your Catholic legacy with a leadership gift and become a station guardian. Also, monthly donors of $25 per month, dollar a day club members, one-time gifts of 200 or more, and station guardians receive something very special this spring. You'll receive a Holy Family or Holy Spirit water font. They're beautiful, and you're going to want to have one. So you're listening to the Atlanta Catholic Radio AM 1160 Quest Spring Pledge Drive. Call 470-508-1160. When we come back from a brief break, you'll hear from a very special guest, just like you, who listens to the Quest and what the Quest means to them and how it's changed their life and how it might change yours. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Caroline Pedersen from St. Anne's in Marietta, Georgia, and you're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
Our life as moms are so busy. We're driving to and from this activity, that sport, and we're just busy all the time. We need to take a moment for ourselves and to breathe. We need to find a resting place. I know for me, I'm so busy with my children, I don't actually have much time of quiet. And when there is a moment of quiet, my brain is racing to process all the interactions and or images or experiences of my day. How do you find a quiet place? How do you quiet your heart? We must remove things in our lives so that we can have our hearts as a resting place for Jesus. Take a moment and let Him dwell inside of you.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Catholic radio, I believe, is the greatest tool for evangelization that the church has today. And I know this because we hear from people all over the world that tell us all the time they came to faith in Christ, in the Catholic Church, through Catholic radio. Guy that lives right next door to you, he might not ask you about your Catholic faith, but he'll ask us. He'll call in and say, "Tell me about the Catholic Church."
To donate, go to thequestatlanta.com.
Ladies, are you having trouble conceiving? Are you looking to regulate your cycles and balance your hormones? RHM Gynecology focuses on the root cause of your symptoms. Start feeling better and stay healthy longer. More information at rhmgyn.com.
Do you have a friend or family member who's seeking to grow in their spirituality? Know someone who's fallen away from their faith? Why not invite them to listen to AM 1160 The Quest? We offer a wide variety of the most prominent voices on Catholic radio. There are four great ways to listen to The Quest: on your radio at AM 1160, online at thequestatlanta.com, on your smart speaker, and on the Quest Atlanta app. Please invite a friend to listen to AM 1160 The Quest today.
Please join us in a prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Welcome back to this hour of AM 1160, the Quest Live programming. I'm Jerry Kazin, joined by my wife, Sally.
Hi there, everybody.
We're in the studio here in Roswell as hosts for the Quest Spring Pledge Drive, along with Annie Porter, our production manager. And we'll soon have a special guest join us. But before we do, let's just remind everyone, the last 3 days, you've had a great opportunity to be a part of AM 1160, the Quest mission to bring a million souls to Christ. To invite, to inform, and to inspire. And that's our goal at the Quest. And we have a financial goal this hour will match up to $4,000. So please, and we're making good progress toward that goal. We're not there yet, so please please call in 470-508-1160. We'll take your pledge any way you'd like to give it to us. A one-time gift, monthly donors, you could become a dollar a day member or become part of Quest Gabriel, St. Gabriel Society, with a pledge of $20 or more a month.
And it's all being matched this hour. That's so amazing, you know?
That is amazing.
Yeah, you could donate $10 a month, that's $20 a month. Like, how amazing is that? We've got to get going here, guys. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. Take advantage of this match this hour.
And it, you'll receive a Holy Family or Holy Spirit water font. They're beautiful, and they're additionally our new station guardians who contribute $100 a month or more will receive a beautiful rosary that can't be found anywhere but on this pledge drive. These rosaries are not only beautiful, but they've been touched to a piece of the actual cross of Jesus Christ and two favorite saints. This is a rosary you won't want to miss out on. We're excited to offer these rosaries while they last, so please call in. Quest is your Catholic radio station that is rapidly growing here in Atlanta with a broadcast area of over 3,000 souls. Huge. And by your donation, you help to make it available for people, and God will do the rest.
And that's 3 million souls. Not 3,000, 3 million.
Did I say 3 million?
No, you said 3,000.
Oh, sorry.
Nothing like the wife correcting the husband on the radio.
underselling. 3 million souls. Huge work. God can do it. Hey, so we have a special guest this at this time. On the line, we have Jeannie Martin from Flowery Branch, who hails from Prince of Peace. Jeannie, welcome.
Thank you, Jerry and Sally.
It's an honor to have you with us. Thanks for making Quest a priority of today. And Jeannie, we're talking about the Quest and how important its mission is to the people of Atlanta. Can you just tell us a little bit about your experience with the Quest and Catholic Radio?
I sure will try. It is certainly a gift. And just a little background, I feel like I'm kind of honoring my parents by even participating in this. And so this beautiful gift, as Mom and Dad were huge advocates and followers of EWTN. And it was very rare that we would go home, especially later years to holidays or whatever, that they didn't have EWTN on. And when my mom passed, Dad, that was kind of his refuge, you know, that took up some lonely hours or whatever. So it is such a sacred gift. And so there, the seed was planted for all my brothers and sisters and I. And that craving now being satisfied with the sacred resource of Quest has, with the convenience and a gift that I can carry with me anytime and plug in whenever necessary, and that's a lot. So I, have that history with Mother Angelica, and I have plenty of reruns that I watch her and so appreciated her. And I tend to favor people that like to take me to heaven with them, and she was certainly doing that and telling me the truth. And Marcus Grodi, he is such a gift to our faith in the journey home. And again, I have so many of his episodes taped and revert back to those often as well. In full transparency here, my mom was totally in love with Marcus Grodi. So, but just walking my dog, Jerry and Sally, Quest has added some purpose and heart, and it turns into a constructive walk, and it's teaching, it's entertaining, and the same in the car on the radio. And just, I work at home by myself, so I can listen to it, during the day, and I'm not bothering anybody, and it just adds so much spirit and just goodness to my day.
That's so awesome, Jeannie. Even your dog walking has purpose.
Right, right.
It's so amazing. One of the words that you used just now, and I go back to the little clip that we listened to about justice, and you said craving, and being satisfied. He was sustained, and you said, I'm satisfied. And it's what our hearts hunger for, right? And the Holy Spirit comes and he answers our deepest needs. And so your heart is being satisfied by what you hear on Quest Radio. One of the other things that you talked about with your parents, I know that you said one time that you just want to honor your parents, your memory of them, and what great parents they were in faith. And I'm sure they feel honored, Jeannie, and you honor them, and I'm sure that they're pleased.
I do. I hope so, Sally. I certainly want to. They deserve it.
Jeannie, you know, I think it's also a beautiful, the imagery of EWTN is sowing seeds, you know, and who knows, I guess in retrospect, you can see where the blooming and the growing and the sprouting all takes place. But I think that's a great way to look at EWTN and how it just is, it's like planting seeds. If you're just tuning in, this is Quest Radio. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio AM 1160, the Quest Spring Pledge Drive. To make a pledge or donation, call now at 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go online at thequestatlanta.com or download the Quest app. You can make a difference in the world just by your support for this important mission. We're inviting you to join us in the mission to save souls. Huge. Could there be anything more important than being a part of that? You're listening to our special guest, Jeannie Martin, and her story about Quest Catholic Radio.
So, Jeannie, you may already have answered this, really, but how has listening to Quest Radio strengthened your faith?
Well, thanks, Sally. I did put so much emphasis on my parents, but I do have to revert back to the beautiful devotion that I grew up with. And they were such a phenomenal example. And to be honest with you, I was a challenge. This second act is coming back and giving me an opportunity to honor them, like I said. But I need structure, I need constant, I need discipline. And I have learned that recency is primacy. And that someone told me that, and it was very profound to me, that I have to keep God first and foremost in my mind and heart throughout my day. You know, it keeps me centered, and it keeps me with purpose. And I have to start over every morning, and I start over many times, many days over the course of the day, but that's okay. I've learned that that's okay, that I can just, as long as I start over, you know. And listening to Quest slows me down. It gives me pause. My boss often suggests that I take a few minutes and go for a walk, as patience is not one of my greatest virtues. And when I get back in what seemed monumental and catastrophic, life-shattering at the moment, in front of my computer, you know, after a 15-minute walk listening to Quest, listening to people smarter than I am, that are centered and that can help me, I come back refreshed and whole new perspective. And that's, I need to, you know, and I want to listen. And if I want to listen, not miss anything when I'm listening on the radio, I can't be talking. And that's a good thing. I'm sure many people would agree with that.
Well, Jeannie, it sounds like the way that you see Catholic Radio, the Quest, it's kind of like you're being nurtured. You know, you're being fed. You know, you need a steady diet of it. At least that's the way it sounded to me.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
I'd like to add something, just a real quick story here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about keeping centered and purposed and whatnot, a real quick story here. Of last Saturday night, I had just got back from a walk and kind of praying and thinking about what I would share today, and came home, said the rosary, and I had a phone call from a friend in Wisconsin.
Hmm.
And this guy, I get emotional kind of because it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very special man.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a 3-time Wisconsin Hall of Famer, 71 years old, now an assistant coach at the college. His wife was my teacher in high school. Mm-hmm. And he was raised Catholic, but hadn't been practiced for many, many years. And he has just lost a son-in-law to suicide this last month.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on fire to get back to Mass.
Wow.
Well, Yeah, and he said he would jump on his bike every day. He's a health guy, and he said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get in because of the virus, but I'm going to do everything. And all he said, I wanted, my life is so great, and I've been given so much, but the one thing that is lacking is my spiritual life.
Yeah.
He wants more. And my whole point is here that if I or anyone is not equipped to receive, you know, those people that need or want more, or somebody to listen to them with their enthusiasm of God, love of God, it hurts everyone. Everyone loses.
Yeah.
And he has a platform now that, and so respected in the community that I was going crazy, so excited. He has no idea what God has in store for him.
Uh-huh.
You know, but had I not been centered and in the right place. And with Quest, I give so much credit to that, listening to people and hearing people's journeys. I wouldn't have been able to receive him like he needed to be received and deserved.
That's awesome. I mean, I could hear it in your voice. That had to be a very moving experience. You're listening to Jeannie Martin and her story about Quest Catholic Radio. You can support the Quest Spring Pledge Drive by calling 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go online at thequestatlanta.com or use the Quest mobile app.
Jeannie, that was an amazing story, just that the Lord prepared your heart so that you could speak to this friend. And the Lord prepared your heart and he prepared his. So talk about a second act. And isn't that so awesome? I love that term, a second act. It's like every day the Lord gives us this second act, and that we get that opportunity to talk to him, to meet him again where we are. So, Jeannie, what programming at Quest do you like the most, and why?
Well, I have to go back, and I'm prejudiced and a little biased with The Journey Home, and it's just profound. The education, or I think the one thing that a lot of people struggle with, and I know I do, is Catholic doctrine. And it seems like all these stories are tied to the scripture and Catholic doctrine, and you can kind of incorporate your life into that, and then you have the resources to go back and do some work on your own with the Bible.
Mm.
And I mean, that... The Journey Home is such a refreshing exchange from regular TV and interviews where it's boisterous and often combative interviews and whatnot. This is a soft landing.
Yeah, that's a good way. It's a good way to put it. You know, we learn in the head as well as our heart. And you know that you mentioned doctrine, and I think these days, every so often, I see people struggling to explain their faith. And I always hear the words of St. Peter, you know, be always ready to explain your faith. You know, so I don't think it ever hurts to, be exposed to some of the teaching, not to get theological, not to get, become a brainiac or anything, but just to know and to be able to articulate and explain what we believe. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, the Quest Spring Pledge Drive. Please make a pledge or donation now. Call 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. You can go online at thequestatlanta.com or use the Quest Atlanta app.
I got a little update for y'all.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, so we've had lots of donations coming in. They're taking advantage of the match up to $4,000 this hour. So we want to thank Evelyn W. in Doraville, Debbie and Bill in Alpharetta, Amy C. in Johns Creek, Rigsby and Eileen B. in Berkeley Lake, Michael M. in Monroe, Geraldine K. in Roswell, Marianne L. in Roswell, Stephanie E. in Alpharetta, Christina A. in San Lorenzo, California,
ooh,
Joyce B. in Peachtree Corners, Mary C. in Roswell, and Peter H. in Hiram. All of these people on my list have had their donations matched.
That's awesome.
You know, fabulous. That's amazing. So you've got to take advantage too by calling 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com or in the Quest Atlanta app.
Ah, that's awesome. And thank you so much to those who have donated, those who are thinking about it. And just think about, especially with the matching gifts and the great impact your support will have. We're listening to Jeannie Martin from Flowery Branch telling us a little bit about her experience with Catholic Radio and the Quest. Jeannie, what would you say to someone who's, they're on the fence right now, just listening, you know, they're considering supporting the Quest and they're on the fence right now. What would you tell them?
I think I would just share that, like EWTN has touched and changed so many lives, and mine, and my parents, having Quest now available to people that are thirsting for more, or those not comfortable in even asking questions, or maybe they don't know how to ask questions, that answers can be found here. You know, we go back to the seeds are planted. And what a gift we have in religion, freedom of religion, but that too needs to be protected with prayer and education. So, you know, you hear this say, you hear this often, but like sacrificing a couple pizzas or Starbucks monthly could offer an enormous help to Quest. And it could very well be offering answers to a loved one that may need to hear the answer today.
Yep.
So come on, Prince of Peace. Let's be number one.
There
Saint
we
Benedict's,
go.
Come on down.
All right. Well, so Jeannie, you know, you speak, it's really about impact, you know, an impact. And I think of this COVID-19 right now, and gosh, it's really impacted so many of us in many different ways. And, you know, there's some folks that are really hurting out there. You know, it's job loss, just the depression of losing work or whatever that might be, the illnesses, the loss of a loved one. And it's just a great way just to help open God's hands of mercy and heart. And I think a lot of people also, because of these trials, and we know that suffering is a mystery, but the Lord permits, but we look for the good in these things. And I think now the church has open arms for people who are seeking answers to these tough questions or need healing or help or soothing. So it's just it's about impact. So thank you for sharing that. Well, Jeannie, we just want to thank you for spending some time with us today during our pledge drive to tell others what Quest and Catholic Radio means to you and why it's so important to support it. I think you're sharing makes clear the impact of Quest and Catholic Radio. And for our listeners, I think Jeannie's example is what happens with your pledge, especially when we match it. You touch people's lives. And maybe right now you're thinking, you know, I ought to give something to Quest, but you find all kind of reasons not to. So we just encourage you to call. Just please call. Even if you're driving right now, we ask you to please pull over and give us a call. We need everyone to help. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. So let's talk about programming. We did hear a little bit of the snippet before the clip. So let's talk about programming, the shows and times, which you can find on the website. All of the scheduling is there. There's something for everybody. You get the Mass. There's a call to communion. I always like that. There's always folks outside the church that don't understand things. They ask the really tough questions, and I think there's some great answers there. There's Dr. Ray, More to Life, Take Two, which you heard today in this first half hour. There's Mother Angelica, Catholic Answers, and there's so many more. So who do you know that would love this programming? There's got to be some family and friends. So tell a friend. You might be the one person that keeps someone Catholic or brings someone to this station just with your support. So please call now, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go online at thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app. Perhaps you'd like to designate a donation in honor of someone, and that we'll read that name on the air. Just call in and tell us, or you can go to thequestatlanta.com, and when you click on the donation button, there's a spot there to designate, to donate in honor of someone, and they can hear their name read live on the air. Invest in the lives of others. We encourage you, we just plead with you to be generous. Light up our phones if you like to invest in this great apostolate. If you've been thinking about this, if you love the Quest, call and let us know. or jump online at thequestatlanta.com, and you can't be overdone in generosity. And thanks for spending the hour with us, and we thank Jeannie Martin again for being our guest today. We thank you, our listeners, and all who donated today, and those who pray to keep the station on the air and expanding. Please keep calling and praying. We're here, and we need your support to reach our financial goals. Please continue to share the quest with your friends and family. Send an email or ask your Facebook friends to tune in. Pledge or pray for Quest. It's one way to evangelize, which we're all called to do. Let's go ahead and maybe conclude this time with an update, Annie.
Yeah, let's do a prayer first, and then I'll give the update.
All right,
yeah.
Very good. Let us pray for our callers of what we've accomplished this hour, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you, Lord, for entering the hearts of our listeners and donors, and for those who pray for this radio station, for our guests today, and for your generosity in supporting Atlanta Catholic Radio, The Quest. We ask your continued blessing on this mission to reach souls, and by your Holy Spirit to reach minds and hearts in a way that we just can't possibly understand, but we know you can do. And may God bless you all. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Quick update.
Yeah. Well, I want to say thank you both to Jerry and Sally and our guest, Jeannie. It was a great hour. And man, you guys they're still typing stuff in for me. So I want to make sure I get out the names that we've got for this hour, and I'll make sure to give an update at 4 o'clock. Yeah, 4 o'clock when we're back live again. But I want to say thank you to Evelyn in Doraville, Debbie and Bill in Alpharetta, Amy in Johns Creek, Rigsby and Eileen in Berkeley Lake, Michael in Monroe, Gerilyn in Roswell, Mary Ann in Roswell, Stephanie A in Alpharetta, Christina A in San Lorenzo, California, Joyce B in Peachtree Corners, Mary C in Roswell, Peter H in Hiram, and Carol P. And it looks like I'm getting another one in here as well. Mary Pat and Mike Davis, we say thank you to them as well. And we just thank you, everyone, for all your donations this hour. And we continue to ask you to call in to 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com, and click that donate button. Your donations are being matched until 1 o'clock. This generous donor is matching up to $4,000 this hour. So get those in. We got 5 more minutes until that matches up. And it looks like Carol might have a quick message for us as well. Hello, Carol.
Hello. I am so excited. I hope it's come up over the last hour. We've been praying and been in the answering phones. So that Sally is a beautiful artist, and she has just graciously offered to a 20 by 20 painting or canvas of the Holy Family. And I have to tell you, maybe we can put one out on Facebook, a picture of the one that she and another donor donated to the Quest.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
Gives you chills.
Thank you. Yes, it's a beautiful. And at this time, you know, I think we've been told that we should have a painting of the Holy Family in our homes. And so, wow, you need to make a donation, a big donation, to be a part of this beautiful radio station and have an opportunity. It's only going to come from the last 3 hours of the drive. So, donate now.
470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. We hear those phone lines ringing. So if you're not getting through, keep calling or go online to thequestatlanta.com. Keep calling 470-508-1160. Thank you to all of our donors this hour. We'll see you again. Well, you'll hear us again at 4 o'clock.